Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you would like to participate, you can call Robert at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. And now, it's time to wake up! Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
A lot of economic turmoil on the planet as we kick off Advanced Medicine Monday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome back. RobertScottBell.com, and had a great actual Sunday live broadcast on GCN. Those of you who missed it, my dear friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here with Natural News Radio, joined me along with one of the Rossum spokespersons, and we really got into it and revealed some breaking news that those who were attacking Rossum, in fact, were actually thieving, stole money, and did not account for it. So this is an ongoing developing story we'll be staying up with here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. The number, if you'd ever like to be a part of the show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. And as we launch into today's show, we've got Advanced Medicine Monday, of course. Dr. Batar joining me a little later, and we will talk economic healing and as well as political and economic, if we say that, beyond that, back to the physiological health and healing, some issues. We've got a long way to go, a lot of things to do, calm the waters, a lot of fear, a lot of trepidation, but the reality is this is a very exciting and positive time to live in where we have the greatest opportunity to transform things for the better. And we talk about the things, you say, Robert, what are you doing? You're talking about, you're nuts. I mean, look at the FDA, look at the multi-agency attack on Rossum and venison. All they wanted to do was drink raw milk and eat. Yeah, exactly. I know. But it takes what it takes. So many times as I've said this, people that would come to me as a homeopath and seek me out for help or guidance would often only come to me when they had been given up on or given up on modern pharmaceutical medicine interventions, whether it be the cancers or other horrific diseases. And it takes what it takes. And I am not here to judge that, wow, it took you so long. You know, I go in, well, what took you so long to get here? I mean, my goodness, you went to the doc. You know, what am I going to do, belittle somebody who take? Whenever you wake up, that's a great, joyous moment. It's a great, joyous event. You know, I can curse the darkness, right, or turn on the light. You can talk about all the people in America who have been warned but were not listening, not heeding the warnings that were coming down for so many years economically, whether it be Ron Paul for over three decades warning us all this was going to happen. And in fact, he did that once again, played a couple of clips on yesterday's show. In fact, I want to hear another statement, and this relates to what happened with the downgrading of the U.S. economy, the debt. What is it investable? Are we investable as a country, or is it the corporatism? I'm going to find out, but let's hear from Ron Paul right now.
There's no way in the world that you can print money endlessly and bail out everybody and spend endlessly and not expect the dollar to be devalued as it is. And it's a worldwide currency, and that's why this is so serious. But under those conditions, you depreciate the currency, interest rates are destined to go up. It's just a matter of time.
Well, the interest rates going up might be concerning for you if you hold a lot of debt, if you hold a lot of credit card debt, etc. But if you're like, does anybody even remember grandma, grandpa, and great-grandpa when they used, those that lived through the Depression would know this. They said, you don't borrow money to buy stuff. You save your money until you have the money, then you don't get stuff. But that's a very difficult thing because we have now been raised on consumerism for generations here in the West and in America, where if you wanted some, oh, just put it on plastic, just borrow the money for it, pay a little interest, it'll be all right. And of course, now we're coming to find out that that behavior in government has been quite dangerous and deadly for the future of the republic. Or is the republic even in existence? And if you think I'm exaggerating here, most shocking, and I'm probably going to have to play this a couple of times today, was what on yesterday's show, Meet the Press, they had a roundtable discussion. I think, what is it, David Gregory was on there. He's now doing Meet the Press, and they had a couple other people, Rachel Maddow. What do I call her? You know, leftist, definitely, but disingenuous because she would attack, you know, the 10th Amendment Center, for instance, for what? Standing against Obamacare, but they also stand against the unconstitutional foreign wars. But where is she acknowledging that? That's disingenuous. That's where I say you may have some level of smarts, but you have at some level also sold out when you don't pay attention to those things or you ignore them altogether. And then you have someone like Alan Greenspan, who used to be chairman of the Federal Reserve, the Cheddar Reserve Bank. Was it raw cheddar? No, we weren't allowed to do raw. But Alan Greenspan, chairman of the Federal Reserve, much like Bernanke is now. Years ago, he met Ron Paul. Ron, you know, asked him about the paper he did in defense of the gold standard. And he acknowledged it. He did. But wow, what has come about to Alan Greenspan? I don't think they can let him out anymore. Because he revealed something so raw. You want to talk about raw truth? He revealed the raw truth about the debt, how maybe we shouldn't worry. Maybe it's all okay. And this came out on YouTube yesterday after it was on Meet the Press. And we're going to listen to this. And afterwards, we're going to bring up my dear friend, Liam Sheff. He's known as the conspiracy realist. And he's going to be, you know, we're working some projects together. So he's in studio again. We're having a great time together. And we're going to be talking about this and many other things this hour on Advanced Medicine Monday. So let's hear David Gregory talking to Alan Greenspan on Meet the Press yesterday.
Are U.S. Treasury bonds still safe to invest in?
Very much so. I think there's a... This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero probability of default.
You've got to see this audio. This is on YouTube, and I have it linked up at robertscottbell.com. What he said, we can just print the money to pay it off. Austin Goolsbee, who was a White House chief, I think, economic advisor, it looked like he turned white as a ghost. He didn't know what to do. He had this kind of grin going, oh, my God, did he just say what I thought he said? And it's not like anybody doesn't know it. I mean, it's really what's happening. But the shock of all shocks is that he just said it straight out, didn't sugarcoat it, didn't aspartame coat it, didn't pretend anything. But the reality is that is what exactly they've always intended to do. Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist. There is no conspiracy afoot, or if there is, there's one that's very real right here, right now.
Yeah, it's old, it's well established. This is what money is. Money is now, we talked about this yesterday, money is now debt. Debt is money. This is well understood. This was put forward in documents printed by the Federal Reserve. You can look them up online. Money is made when the United States, which is in hawk and poor and broke or needing something, says, we need money, and it says, okay, Federal Reserve, buy our bond, and the Federal Reserve says, okay, here we'll let you print $1 billion, and you say, okay. So the Federal Reserve takes this billion-dollar promissory note and sells it to whoever can buy it, Saudi Arabia, China, England, whoever. Then the United States gets to say, okay, we sold $1 million in debt. Let's print $1 million. They put that in, that's how it works. They put that into the banking system. The banking system now has a new $1 million to hand out. But hold on. Wait, there's more.
There's more.
The banking system now says, we have $1 million. We don't know where it came from, but we have it. And now we can give out $9 billion. Did I say million or bit? No, go with billion. $9 billion from that $1 billion investment, or for that $1 billion print off, we now can give $9 billion in loans. Why? Because that's all that's required by the fractional banking system. Literally, they say we can give out 90% above what we have because nobody's going to call in all the debts at once. That's how we do it. So we're getting money by letting other countries buy our debt, which means they own this country. we're then giving money to people to buy things, iPods or houses or boats or whatever they think they need, based on money that doesn't really exist. It starts to worry the mind a little bit. What is money? What's the real value of it? When is it equivalent to work?
Yeah, is money always been defined as debt, right? If we talk about, and I remember Ron Paul last couple of weeks asking actually asked Bernanke, is gold money? And Bernanke hemmed and hawed and tried to say, no, it's not. Well, why do most countries hold it as reserves? Well, history. It's tradition. What is that? Do we now define money as debt? Is that what money is? And, you know, as I remember reading my children stories about money because of what I learned from Richard Mayberry, a great economist, and what he's written about this whole Uncle Eric series of books. It's like an uncle writing to a niece or a nephew. And they talk about whatever happened to penny candy, you know, literally about what money is. I mean, if you have 1 ounce of gold, which used to be defined as $20, according to the Coinage Act of 1792, you actually had something. You didn't owe that necessarily. It wasn't something that, oh, this is evidence that I owed this money to somebody. It was something that you actually had. And when you put it in a bank and you were given, you know, a $20 note, it was like a warehouse receipt where you could go back to the bank, take that piece of paper, and then they would give you that 1 ounce of gold that was stamped $20, much like a silver certificate was stamped $1. You could pick up a 1 ounce coin of silver as defined by the Coinage Act of 1792. Now Greenspan comes out and says flat out, without any illusion at all, it's just, we can do whatever we want because we'll just print it up and pay it back, which means what? To the average person, the average American.
Right. Why can we just print money? You have to have something backing this up. And historically, the United States had things like the Monroe Doctrine, and the Monroe Doctrine was backed up, or the Manifest Destiny. Yeah. And these things were backed up by something else. They were backed up by military power, bullets. So if you don't have bullets to back up the idea that people should be significantly afraid or in awe of you, so they should respect your worthless currency, then why should they respect it? Now, the end result of this infinite printing system is something called inflation. In other words, if the government can print money at will, and the banks can give out 900% above the actual value of whatever it is they think they have.
Right.
Then this debt is being paid off against an assumption that in the future there will be something of value. People then have to cope with the fact that all of the time stuff is being printed out of nowhere, which means that its value will decrease and the price of actual goods will increase. This is payback for creating something out of nothing. You eventually have to pay more of that nothing. It's a strange system. It doesn't really make sense. But the reality is that accelerating inflation is built into any fractional reserve monetary system. When you print so much without respect to even the amount that you think you have that's reasonable, if you just keep printing and printing, inflation begins to skyrocket and you get that runaway inflation that marks the historical precedents in Zimbabwe.
Right.
And of course, our old friend Germany.
Yes, the Weimar Republic. And this is what I think Greenspan was inadvertently, you know, some might say, well, he's senile. He doesn't know what he's saying. He knew exactly what he was saying. He just didn't care anymore. I mean, he's an old guy. And at this point, I think he was just telling the American people, get ready for Weimar. It's coming. And we know it. This has always been the plan. The question is, how long does China keep playing along? I mean, we're hearing grumblings from China that they don't like it, but at the same time, they're not willing to say no more dollars either.
Yeah, I wonder at companies like Apple, with more money in the bank than we have, than the entire United States government has. They're no longer an American company. They were started in a garage in California by two truly gifted inventors, Steve Jobs and is it Steve Wozniak, or the two Steves, I think.
Yeah.
If I get that wrong, you can write Robert Scott Bell and curse him out for it.
Yeah, no, call that toll-free number and say, Leah, what are you talking about?
But Jobs and Wozniak built this great this is wonderful American ingenuity and all this kind of stuff. And look, you can have Chinese ingenuity, you can have Venezuelan ingenuity. I make no bias against the human species for being creative everywhere that there are people. So I'm not nationalistic. I only think that we should support local environments. You should care about the place that you live, so we should care about our city, our county, our state, and eventually, yes, the entire nation. But first, care about your state. These are borders that we can care about. Let's try to have jobs there. Let's try to build an economy that works there. Why do we need Chairman Yoda to tell us that we can just print and print and print and print into the future so that we can all be hyper-taxed? When? A year from now? Is it 5 years from now? When is
right.
When do you need $200 American to buy a loaf of bread?
When?
Today at Whole Foods, but when?
Yeah. Old paycheck has got you going. Well, and it begs the question about inflation. We're going to talk a little bit more about economic healing here on Advanced Medicine. This is Medicine for the Economy with my dear friend Liam Sheff, now known as the Conspiracy Realist. That's what he is. We've talked about it last week. Fascinating shows. And we're going to be coming right back after this. Remember, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com as well. Enter your email address. You'll be getting your daily updates so you'll know where the links go and what to be ready for after this.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between heated whey and unheated whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. The website address is too long to say on the radio, so please go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. Seeing is believing. I was never a fan of protein powders in the past until I was introduced to One World Whey. Now I know that the special means of processing whey to preserve what nature put into it has never been achieved until now. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If it's only money, silver and gold and green, it's only money. Heaven or misery.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ron Paul has said inflation is in fact a tax. It's a hidden tax, and it's a tax on the poor and the middle class because it robs the value of the money before those at that level of socioeconomic status get to touch it and use it. Whereas the rest of the, you know, the bankers and those who touch it first touch it at the full value at the time it is issued, so to speak. So it really weakens the poor, weakens the middle class, and turns them into the poor. And so those do-gooders on the left who claim to be for the poor, who don't actually call for the abolition of the Federal Reserve, are actually for slavery. How clear can I be? Well, I think I was about as clear as Alan Greenspan saying, well, we're just going to print up the money. It doesn't matter. There is no problem. What was S&P worried about? It's just something we do, as the elitists know exactly what they're doing. This is not an accident. This is not an oops. This is a conspiracy reality, is it not, Liam?
Absolutely. Inflation is the reality that we will be facing. That the crime being committed by our do-gooding government is that we're not allowed to farm in our yards anymore. If you're a Chinese peasant, you're encouraged to farm. You're encouraged to grow rice and wheat and vegetables. We're not even being given that right. It's considered, well, I don't even know. It's against some sort of neighborhood cabal rule. We have to just push back now. We have to stop this. We are an agrarian nation. We always have been. It is our right, given by whatever you think it is that put us here, to live, to stay alive. And you have to eat to stay alive, and you have to grow things in the ground and let the ground teach you how to grow things in it to stay alive. These are the this is the primary beauty. This is the bottom of Maslow's hierarchy of needs that he didn't even need to, that he didn't even say.
He didn't mention. They're so basic.
That's so basic. He just assumed we'd always be able to throw something in the ground and grow it. We've now got a monetary system slouching towards Bethlehem, to quote the poet. If this sounds like conspiracy nonsense to you, remember there are four presidents who were assassinated, successfully killed, after trying to reverse the course of the monetary system and making sure that it stayed on a meaningful standard. I think Garfield, Kennedy, Lincoln, and I believe McKinley.
Yeah.
And it was Andrew Jackson who ran on the platform of abolishing the central bank, which had arisen in his time, and this is the predecessor to the Federal Reserve, and he did. He was elected. He got rid of it, and he said, if you're not careful, this is going to come and haunt America. It has. We are haunted. We have to wake up. It's difficult stuff to study, but we have to do it.
You're right, and it's something that was boring and monotonous. Who wants to study about monetary policy? I mean, that's why they called Ron Paul a crank, an old crank. Listen to him. He's just talking about monetary policy again. Oh, the people are not going to listen. Well, they're listening now, and Greenspan threw down the gauntlet and just said exactly what Ron Paul's been saying for years, and so many more people are waking up. And you mentioned something last segment, Liam, that was very profound and important, and it's sort of like the gunboat diplomacy. They're using the gunboat diplomacy not only around the world, but on the American people, whether it be the raid on Rossum Foods or whether it be the legal tender laws to force us to take these Federal Reserve notes, which they are inflating to the point of worthlessness. It takes that level of force until the people say, enough is enough, I no longer consent. And they lose their power. And so I think that part of the Rossum raid was not so much about the food. It's the reality that those people have woken up to say, we no longer need your permission to do that, which, as you said, is a right designed, if you believe in a God or creator, by that which created us all. And by contract, we are securing our food for ourselves, our family, our neighbors, and we don't ask permission. We don't want you to inspect. We don't want you anywhere near our food. And I think that is the greatest threat that they're feeling right now, and it's coming from the people who believe in food freedom.
Yeah, it's so strange that people milking cows, my God. I mean, if you think of it, the shot heard around the world would be the guy milking the cow and giving it to people who wanted to buy some milk. Well, here it is. This is where we are. History doesn't quite repeat itself, but it resembles itself. It
yes.
imitates itself. You have to wake up. If you're eating the Twinkies and the Ho-Hos, just please do yourself a favor and put them down now.
Step away from them.
Step away from the processed food. Let your head clear out. Let your thoughts clear a little bit. Get back to eating things that grow. Learn how to cook things that grow. Be useful in your neighborhood. Learn how to do a lot of home medical stuff. Learn how to take care of colds and flus without going to the pharmaceutical cabinet. The stuff there will just prolong it and make you sick and make you more susceptible next time. And the people who know this are now being targeted. My concern goes to the well-greased wheels of covert intelligence, which have been active all over the world for a long time, promulgating, if we can say this, so-called American interest or Western interest. I'm reminded of that florid speech that Jack Nicholson gave in that Rob Reiner movie about men on the walls with guns and you don't want to know and you can't handle the truth.
Right.
Well, that's true. That what he said is true. There are men all over the world. They're U.S. Army, they're U.S. Navy, Marines, SEAL teams, and mercenaries. You understand what I'm saying. What's the company now contracting in Iraq?
Well, the private contractor. They changed the
Blackwater.
Name. Blackwater. Right, yeah. Yeah,
contracting over there. But the CIA, you were talking about the people kind of eating us and challenging us. The CIA actually, their dirtiest players are called jackals. There are mercenaries for hire who could go in and do the dirtiest work of destabilizing. There are counterfeit mobs. You can hire people to protest against something, and that gets on the news, and so the entire population is lulled into thinking, well, looks pretty bad, maybe they're the bad guy. Meanwhile, this whole mob is paid to protest something. They're not really there to support what the people want. They're there to convince the rest of the people not to pay attention. I am afraid that we are entering this era a little bit.
Mm.
I am a conspiracy realist, after all.
Yes, you are. Well, agents provocateur, even. I mean, if we talk about the growth of the Tea Party, which is a spontaneous movement, has it been co-opted and corrupted? Sure, there are factions. Sure, when you go into these events like these congressional town hall meetings, there are people planted in there to direct or redirect should things go a certain way, and they know how to play energies within a crowd. And so you have to be so grounded in foundation and principle that you can't be swayed. And those techniques no longer work upon you. Mind control, etc., black magic, etc. And that's what we are asked to do. And if you consume Twinkies and Ho-Hos as a staple, or even as a, you know, an occasional derivative to your staples, you are more likely to be manipulated and controlled, or ill to the point of medication approved by the Fear and Death Administration, that manipulating you becomes much easier. Again, another reason why, as we try to explain things that seemingly don't make sense. Why? Why would they attack raw milk hippies, you know? And I know they're not all hippies. We talked yesterday to one of the ladies, Lily, from that group, talking about, you know, there are Hollywood starlets and stars, big time money in there, too, that are supporting it. So it isn't just the same so-called archetype of the hippie that's into it now. It's changed. It's transformed. It's the middle class, upper middle class, and rich housewives that are saying, I want better food for my kids. So things are changing. And I think the pushback, the fight back is, we still have the guns. Are you going to run and cower in fear? Or are the people going to say, no more. We are going to peacefully resist. We are going to do what we are designed, what our rights are by God to do, and even those that are included in the Constitution, which are not rights granted to us by government, but those acknowledged by government to be protected.
I wonder why citizens aren't contracting with the farmers that are now bought at some sort of economic gunpoint by Monsanto to give them better prices for the stuff they could grow on their land. We're going to have to go back and know the farmers in our geographical areas instead of letting them be consumed by some sort of conglomerate, some United Fruit Company of the modern era. That was the company that made Banana Republics out of so much of South America. We've
right,
got Monsanto
right.
and ADM. These are criminal organizations. I'm sure there are nice people working there, but if you go and genetically modify the crops of the world without your and everybody else's permission, you're a criminal in my book, because this is an unfounded,
yes,
untested pseudoscience.
Absolutely. And yesterday on the program, Liam and I were discussing some of these issues, economics and otherwise, and we brought up the Central America thing, the whole Hegelian dialectic of communism versus capitalism, freedom versus slavery, and we talked about Panama. Remember the Panama Canal? You know, what a project that was. American lives, whoever was put, I mean, really, so much invested. And then we somehow gave it up, latter 20th century, starting back with Jimmy Carter. And now, if you didn't read the economic and financial journals cover to cover for many years, you wouldn't know that China basically controls the Panama Canal and much of what's going on in Central America. They're investing not only in Central and South America, but in Africa, in the Middle East, and in our own country, in America, for those of you listening here in the United States to the Robert Scott Bell Show. They basically, I mean, you know, this is the way that they play the game. Okay, you want to keep inflating? Well, we're going to take some more of that. No shots were fired. No missiles were fired. And the takeover happens simply because we issued this fiat so-called money that now that debt hangs over our head. China holds the majority of it right now. And they go, hey, you know, we don't want a war. We just want capital. We just want resources. We'd like Panama. We don't put up a fight anymore.
No, they're our major trading partner. And I wish all well to the country and the people of China, but we have to become our major trading partner. This is a resource-rich country. It's full of wonderful, intelligent, creative people who have become untapped and uninterested in their own lives and their own land. I think that we have to stop making Apple the most, what would be the word, financially successful country on earth, and start ourselves. Really, money is what you do with the resources that you have. We can we can develop an entire energy efficient infrastructure. We can do it by using our minds, our labor. Sure, we can pass on the goods and the secrets and all the rest to the rest of the countries in the world. We want everyone to be successful. But my goodness, we have to start doing it here.
Yeah, here and now. Listen, we're going to take a quick break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I also want to remind you, if over the weekend you missed it, my show from Sunday on GCN, actually at naturalnews.tv, we have the interview that was conducted with Mike Adams, and Mike was joined, thankfully, he connected me with a wonderful woman, Leela Buttery from the Rawsome Foods. And wow, the stunning revelations. We broke the news wide open yesterday of the criminality of the attack and the fact that they absconded, these authorities, with $9,000 Federal Reserve note dollars, I suppose, of money that was going to be used to buy more produce, more milk, more cheese, etc., for the members of Rawsome. And it was a criminal act. And so if you want to hear those updates from yesterday, they're up there at naturalnews.tv. I have them also linked in today's blog at robertscottbell.com. We've got lots more healing to do, maybe a little bit more in the economic realm, but we do have some stories affecting the immune system of children. And Liam has covered some stories that are horrific in the past. I don't mean to bring them back up, but the stories continue, and we want to protect as many kids as we can here on planet Earth, legitimately. And we'll do so next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the Natural Health Community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh!
writing that?
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right or am I right or am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
Of course, there'll be a lot more discussion on the economic healing that needs to take place here in the United States. And I'll do some more with Dr. Batar today on Advanced Medicine Monday after the top of the hour. But we've got some more things to continue with my dear friend Liam Sheff, the conspiracy realist. And by the way, Liam, thank you for what we did on Healing Revolution Friday. You turned the tables on me, and it was a little nerve-wracking for me, maybe for you. I won't speak for you, but really, we got a lot of positive feedback. You dug deep, and you probably want to dig even deeper as to what makes me tick. And I understand people are interested, but sometimes it's a little awkward. It's like, no, I'm the host here. And here I was sitting in the guest bird seat, so to speak. And you had to say, well, what am I doing? Am I sure I want to do this? But Liam, with you, I trust you. We made it through.
Well, you blanched, and I did my RSB. I had to go higher energy. I'm a lower energy. Hey, this is Robert Scott Bell. We're doing the Healing Revolution, right? You know, so I jumped in.
And I was like, what? What is he doing? And, you know, so I think it was funny. I really appreciated the willingness. And we can mix it up here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The bottom line is, how do we help people to get what they need, to create a better life for themselves, not just in a fictitious, phony way, but in a very sincere, rooted, and grounded way. And you're helping me to do that. We've got these projects we're working on together, and that's why it's fun to have you in studio and experiment and flex a little bit with you.
Yeah, it was good to interview you. You know a lot more than you even say on air, and you have more of a history than I think more of a history than people know. If people have come to some of your seminars at
Health Freedoms and other things.
Expo, yeah, sometimes you'll talk about it, but for some reason you're shy.
Yeah, I was. When you started asking, I was clamming up. I was like, not me.
Yeah.
Don't put the spotlight on me. Well, we might just have to, if Liam says to do it again this week, we may surprise you with another one of those as we dig deeper into what's making me tick to help us all out. Figure this thing out. It's not so crazy, is it?
You guys want the audience wants you to be successful, and in order to be successful, you have to print Federal Reserve notes. No, you have to allow yourself to grow a little bit.
Okay, all right. We'll do some more of that, and I appreciate that, Liam. Now, there are some stories related to health, physiological health and healing, and some of these are quite horrific. Certainly, when we cover the topic of the so-called acquired immune deficiency syndrome, we must remember it's a syndrome. I must remind you of the documentary film House of Numbers. We're going to have some special interviews with renewed or new footage that is going to be released in the next few weeks as well. But there was a really horrendous story I caught last Friday. We didn't have time to cover it. It's called Children's HIV Drugs May Cause High Cholesterol. What the? They're giving toxic chemotherapeutic antiretroviral medicines to children, and all they're worrying about is high cholesterol? Something that doesn't even cause heart disease? And, of course, what I know, Liam, and what you know as well, these drugs are so toxic. And if the toxins impact the liver, which they do, cholesterol levels could be all over the place because the liver is responsible for producing it. This would be telling any rational, sane scientist or doctor that we're killing the liver of these children. But no, they're probably going to want to put these kids on statin drugs on top of the HIV drugs.
Well, it was noted 8 or 9 years ago at this point, maybe further back, that gay men, primarily on these drugs, were dying of something called liver failure and various problems related to their liver, and then heart disease went way up. And none of these are AIDS-defining disease, whatever that means to you. So it was understood very clearly that they were as a result of the drugs. The social and medical literature is replete, plein, full of notes about how the drugs will get you before the so-called disease, and they will get you in disfiguring, horrifying ways. I broke a story years ago of an orphanage in New York called Incarnation Children's Center, which was using, and still does, actually, still houses children and subjects them to these terrible, terrible black box labeled disfiguring drugs, which suck fat out of the arms and legs, redistribute it in the back above the neck and on the neck, and they call it a buffalo hump. They can make young boys develop breasts or one and have to have that surgery and taken off. They cause bone marrow depletion. They cause vomiting and diarrhea. This isn't new. It's not a mystery. But if I was watching this television program about the financial crisis, so I turned on Gloria Vanderbilt's kid, I guess is who you told me it was.
Yes, Anderson Cooper, Anderson Cooper Vanderbilt. That's right.
I didn't know that, but you pointed that out to me. I'm watching. I just turned on the show. I don't usually watch anything like that. I just wanted to see what they were saying about the calamity and then finances. And an ad came on, and it said, Barack Obama, he single-handedly saved the U.S. economy by taking out $1 trillion debt. And I said, what? Then it said, Barack Obama, he hunted down and destroyed, killed Osama bin Laden. I said, what?
What?
And then they said, Barack Obama, what are you going to do about the AIDS drug crisis? Now,
what?
Now, this was a level of sort of inversion, Animal Farm, 1984, Brave New World propaganda, inversion speak that I'd never... I'm so lost on the first things that are supposed to be.
I'm just going,
Waskly Wabbit. I don't even know where to go with any of it. But this is clearly a propaganda pharma group that's trying to say that somehow people need to be given free black box labeled bone marrow suppressing gut rending drugs that peel their skin off. Well, they don't put it that way. They call it an AIDS drug crisis. And this is on the Anderson Cooper show, who I think is openly gay. And so they're trying to reach that audience.
No, I think he's closeted, I think.
Actually. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's only rumored.
Whoops.
Sorry, did you let it out?
It's just a rumor. It doesn't bother me either way, but it seems to me that they're targeting that audience by putting that show on. So the reality of AIDS drugs, incredibly toxic. FDA says black box labeled. Why? Because they kill adults at normal prescribed doses. But in children, we have to keep giving them, even though now it causes them to have heart disease at age 8.
Well, as they're saying, high cholesterol, the findings published in the Journal of Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome, a whole journal designed to this phony acquired immune deficiency. I mean, we know that immune deficiency is real, but the cause is very much in question. They're not right in the pseudoscientific journals. Now, it says here, a quote, formal guidelines are the first crucial step in minimizing cardiovascular disease complications and maximizing quality of life in this vulnerable population, according to the authors. The most effective strategy probably consists of lipid-friendly drug regimen, meaning medications that don't affect blood fats, along with lifestyle changes such as diet and exercise. I mean, this is where they're talking to children. And we know they're destroying the livers of these children. And what do you expect? You add another drug, it's another toxin. It's another poison. This is horrific. You know, as horrific in a systemic matter of what you saw in a very brutal sense with the Incarnation Children's Center and what they were doing to children. I should reiterate, I mean, they were literally putting gastric tubes through their stomachs to feed them HIV drugs, which, here's the other question, Liam. I don't know if this is the question, but how do they know that they're testing positive for something the test can't even test for?
Well, right. AIDS is, let's make it simple. AIDS is real enough. AIDS is immune deficiency. You can have immune deficiency any way you want to. If you want to figure out what it's like to be an impoverished person living in a country without clean water, go drink out of your toilet for a couple of weeks and don't flush it. Forgive me if that's too graphic for you, but imagine living without clean water. You can't do it over here in the West. You want to get immune deficiency? Try that. By the way, don't do it, because you will have dysentery and you'll have so many problems and you can die. You can die of chronic diarrhea and vomiting, so don't do it. But that's the third, what we call the third world. Then you look at the drug populations in this country. These children born at this orphanage were born addicted to crack. Addicted to crack because their mothers were using crack, which got into their neighborhoods for cheap through a variety of reasons. We'll get to on another show.
Who needs a retrovirus when you've got a kid addicted to crack? Who wouldn't, with that kind of situation, be immune deficient, right? Can we detoxify these children? God bless them. Can we detoxify these children? Can we give them nutrition? For goodness sake, we are so barbaric as a species that we would allow this to continue one more day. And now, Liam, in this article, they're saying this is something we never used to see. And they read, now it's normal for them to do this. Because HIV-infected children are likely to live well into adulthood, the researchers and treatment strategies need to be developed that will protect them against heart disease later in life. So they're developing drug strategies now because they've taken down the levels of the drugs that used to kill them very quickly to slowly poison them over time, in the meantime creating more need for more drugs, self-fulfilling prophecy of the drug industrial complex. This is insane. They just found a way to modify dosage to keep them alive longer and drug them more.
Yeah, this is what I saw at the orphanage. I saw studies. One of the studies was studies with kids 4 years old to 22 years old with drugs, 7 drugs at one time at, they said, higher than normal doses. These were all black box labeled drugs. One of them can knock your teeth out. One of them can gut you. One of them can peel your skin off. Seven at one time. I had to ask people. I tried to present this to people. It was especially the liberals. This is troubling for me because I'm very liberal in some ways and very libertarian in others. But I would say, doesn't this seem shocking with you? And people who were sort of captivated by the whole AIDS mythology would say, well, they're trying to help them. I'd say, wait a second. Would you give your kids seven different kinds of candy at one time at higher than normal doses? I mean, let's put this in a reality, in a context we can understand. Seven over-the-counter medications, black box-labeled drugs. Now they're going to be mixing in statin drugs with drugs that are known to cause liver failure, cancer, heart disease, and bone marrow suppression in adult men who've taken these drugs. What are we doing? Mm. Does anybody care? Does anybody look out for these kids? They're all poor.
Yeah. Well, we come back to the slogan, if you will, the culture of life slogan. In a bigger context, we say, okay, this concept of culture of life, is it something that the government promotes? Well, they're into warfare overseas. They're into big pharma and intoxication and poisoning the people of America, including the children here. What is it about government that we find problematic, Liam? Gee, I don't know. And now on top of that, they poison the money supply so that every time you touch it, you're more enslaved to debt as opposed to being freer. I mean, then they used to say, you know, the reason you want to have a lot of money is because it buys you freedom. Here, the money buys you enslavement.
You know, there's that old, I guess, Nietzschean trope, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Maybe I'm misascribing it, but...
No, I remember that.
Yeah, you know, that's not true. Some things just kill you, and some things don't make you stronger. They actually make you much weaker, and I knew kids who went through that program. They didn't have choices. They mouthed the drugs. They spit them out when they could. They tried not to take them, and they grew out of being a captive of the state, a ward of the state, and they never took the drugs again. But this HIV diagnosis, if we can talk about that for a minute,
sure,
is a total artificial, it's a scarlet letter that we now place on undesirables. You know, we consider ourselves to be above class in this country. We're not India, after all. We don't have four groups of people.
The caste system, as they say.
Right. Yeah. We don't have the untouchables here. Well, of course we do. We just pretend. We pity them and we give them these red ribbons and we tie it around them and we say, oh, poor you, you have a sex disease that's going to kill you no matter what, so you can be the pincushion for any group of pharmaceutical drugs that anybody wants to test on you. The big lie is that they don't have any kind of particular virus in them. The tests that are given to give an HIV positive test are so nonspecific that they cannot be used on the general population. They come up positive for I've never seen a disease that they don't come up positive for, reactive for. They're just testing antibody response. You can't give them to pregnant women. You can't give them to white suburban housewives because they'll test positive too often. You have to specifically give them to the target populations. Who? Poor black kids, poor Hispanic kids living in the ghetto, or anybody in Africa.
Now further in Asia, in India as well. And remember, when they do give it to the white upper middle class housewives and it tests positive, it's automatically assumed to be a false positive.
Yeah, they're considered to be in a low-risk group, and the positive predictive value, this is double-speak, but the positive predictive value for those groups is considered low. So if I give you a test, Robert Scott Bell, married, white heterosexual, and you test reactive, and I'm a good clinician, I'll say you're in a very low-risk group, let me give you another test, specifically chosen to reduce the likelihood of a false positive. In other words, I'm quoting the British regulations right now, specifically chosen to reduce the possibility of a false positive. In other words, we know you're not really positive, even though you tested positive. Let me give you a very insensitive test. Whoops, you get out of here. Get out of here, you crazy kid.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not really. Well, I just had an acquaintance, now a friend of mine, became a friend through this process. She tested reactive. I said, you have a lot to read. She's a well-educated psychologist working in her field with a PhD. She sort of argued with her doctor. She read all the literature. A week later, the doctor said, what would I tell you, even though you tested positive on both tests, if you weren't really positive? She said, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
She was ready to hear that then.
Well, she was glad to hear it, but she, having read the literature, the actual standard medical literature on the HIV test, which say there are no standards, there are no standard results anywhere, she said it wouldn't surprise me at all at this point because I know how malleable.
Right. Yes. How changeable, how flexible they can be. Listen, we got to take a break. We're going to wrap it up here with my good friend, conspiracy realist Liam Sheff. After the break, then we've got Dr. Rashid Batar coming up with some more Advanced Medicine Monday. We're talking economics. We're talking physiological health, a little bit more on the age scam and scandal, and whatever else comes to mind in this next segment. Stay with us. Rocking the health world after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, let's see what else is in the news. Advanced Medicine Monday headlines making it all the way around the world. China dollar to be discarded by the world, Liam.
Not if they want us to keep buying their iPads.
Yeah, I know. That's the controversy. Yeah, they really want it. No, as long as we give them Panama and Iowa, whatever they want, right? let's see. How about good old days are gone? Tel Aviv stocks fall 7% after USA downgrade.
Market bloodbath.
Market, yeah, definitely market bloodbath. Of course, these things will bounce back and forth. We know that. Is whatever happens today is going to be different a week from today. But we know the trend. It's been revealed. There's no mystery there, or there shouldn't be. Let's see. What else has we got? Leon Panetta under pressure with war's deadliest attack. What about the SEAL Team 6 involved? 30 more troops dying. Yeah?
No comment.
Too much. We'll have to plan for that one, because that ties it to a lot of things we've done with conspiracy realities. Why not just bring the troops home? At least some. Come on. You know, that could eliminate the debt woes pretty much, or at least delay the inevitable day of reckoning by a long time. They won't even do that, though. This is the thing that we're talking about, a culture of life. Can we bring the troops home? Do they have to keep dying for causes that are not really, you know, investments in what we'd call genuine interests of the American people?
Oil pipeline. Afghanistan.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Oil pipeline.
Yeah, exactly.
Persian Gulf.
We should do some movie reviews to lighten this up. You got any books that we should read? I mentioned one already. I said the Whatever Happened to Penny Candy, for those that really want basic economic 101.
Okay, great books. Books to read. Hey, as we're getting back into health, I want you to get a book by Paul Pitchford. It's called Healing with Whole Foods. It's a standby. It's my kitchen and home pharmacy Bible for, what, 20 years now, Healing with Whole Foods. For fun on the international scale, you can read Confessions of Economic Hitman.
Right, Perkins, of course.
You can read that. You can read Ralph McGeehee's book. The name escapes me, but he was CIA for 25 years. Ralph McGeehee, look him up. What else?
We talked about that when we were talking about Conspiracy Realities, the Ralph McGeehee book, last week. It was interesting. Like you said, you know, what is it about not wanting to know about how the world works, Liam? I mean, my curse, if it can be called that, is that I always wanted to know. You know, when people told me, you can't know that. You're not allowed to know that. I was like, well, that only made me more hungry for that information. It made me want to dig deeper. And I spent a lot of years in between the time, you know, I was given up, yeah, I won't say for dead, but basically, we don't have anything for you. We admit it. Go home and maybe you'll grow out of it, right? There was a number of years I was studying other things just because I had to do something with my angst and my wanting to understand the way the world worked. That led me, but you know, a lot of people just don't want to know. I think they're being forced to have to know now. I mean, with a Greenspan coming out like that, there's nobody can say conspiracy.
What Chairman Yoda said exactly: we can just keep printing the money. It's like a Kissingerian thing, if that's a word. It's like stuff Henry
Kissinger, yes,
yeah. It's like stuff he used to throw out. He was so matter of fact because he was in the line of Otto von Bismarck, blood and iron, realpolitik. We can take over your country because we are more powerful. We can print as much money as we want because we have the guns to make you think it's worth something. So I like to know about this kind of stuff. I like history. So read Confessions of Economic Hitman. And if you want something light, Toujours Provence by Peter Mayle. An English man who moves to Provence and tries to get along with the local French.
Good luck to you. If you're English or you're German, don't go settle in France. Go elsewhere where they like you.
It's a nice book.
Okay. Yes, very much so. Well, I mean, you know, I look at the way the world works, the history of the planet, the economics, and, you know, we're living in history. I mean, there's never a time when you're not. Of course, when you read it, that part of history is kind of hidden from you, and all of the books that were written about it that revealed these things, like the international banking clans and families, were considered, as they said, conspiratorial in the realm of kooks to be disassociated from the rest of the world. You don't belong here. You're just part of that other group. But
why are you reading that?
I don't know. But I mean, yeah, that's the kind of stuff that I was met with. And even all those years, Ron Paul has been, see, they've been able to try and marginalize him by saying, well, he doesn't vote anything against the country, but, you know, all of this other stuff. But now the ruling elite have been exposed. They are being exposed every day more and more, so that even the people that want to remain asleep are being forced to confront, or they're being forced to take even more drugs to stay asleep.
Who wrote about that? Our good friend.
Which one?
Huxley.
Aldous Huxley, that's right.
Yeah, somebody was writing me today, and she was writing on Facebook, and I commented, and she said, it's amazing how prescient this book was, Brave New World. In Brave New World, everybody's on drugs all the time. The drug is called Soma. The drug is there to make you feel good when you're blue. I'm surprised the pharmaceutical company hasn't come out with Soma. Well, they have. It's called Prozac. Then it's called Zoloft. Mm-hmm. I was amazed when these things started coming out, and then I hearkened back to having read this on my own, and I was just fascinated by this kind of literature, this dystopian, what's the future going to be like kind of question. Everybody's on drugs all the time. You're a little blue, take the drug, go have some meaningless sex. It doesn't have to mean anything. You don't have to connect heart to heart. You certainly don't want to breed, so you definitely want to be as sterile as you can be, and you don't want to go get your fingers dirty. That's for the epsilons and the deltas. We're the important people. We touch white gleaming objects like iPods.
Yeah. Well, you know, we might not be able to get the iPod every 4 months. I mean, that's going to change, obviously. But I think, I happen to remain positive. I think this is the necessary precipitation of going local, getting back to know people, getting back to know your family. It'll be, you know, like the disasters. You suddenly wake up and you're like, we don't have electricity temporarily, hopefully, only. But, oh my gosh, we come out of the house and maybe we're human. Maybe we're not in a negative context of animals. I mean, there's obviously a beauty and simplicity and honesty about being an animal too, but I don't mean in the type where you'll eat your own young. And of course, now the concerns are that. Will we remain, let's say, a species that will be, or will be restored as a species that is friendly to one another, that increases the amount of vitamin L around, or will we be the desperate, hungry population because we've relied on globalists, internationalists. And I think right now the choice is ours to make. I mean, we're right on that precipice. So, Liam, thank you for kicking it off on Advanced Medicine Monday with me today. I really appreciate it.
Just another Manic Monday.
Just another Manic Monday, yes. We've got Dr. Bitar coming up. We'll even hit some malaria talk discussion because, you know, if Bill Gates wants to do something, it could be bizarre. But we'll tell you some real natural ways to address that and more next on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You gotta be kidding me. You have to hear Alan Greenspan. It is quite astounding what he said when he's asked if the U.S. Treasuries are safe or not. Really quite extraordinary.
Are U.S. Treasury bonds still safe to invest in?
Very much so. I think this is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero probability of default.
Watch the face of Goolsbee, Austin Goolsbee, former White House economic advisor. It is precious. Absolutely precious. They handed to Ron Paul on a silver platter in that one moment a gift, a golden gift, a golden goose that laid the golden egg for the ascending to the presidency of the United States. What are we going to do, Obama? Well, Greenspan said we could just print up the money to pay off the debt. Oh, okay. Go, Ron Paul. I think they just handed him a winner. Greenspan says, print it up. And I've got Dr. Rashid Bitar, who understands the economic healing as well, as we launch together Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Bitar, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Robert. It's always good to be back.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to have you on board here. What a weekend. What a wild weekend as we kick it off this week and on Friday. Yeah, just as the news cycle winds down, the S&P says, oh, not AAA, AA+. No longer do you get your AAA towing card. It doesn't work. We're all in AA now, but with a plus.
Well, you know, I have a very appropriate response for that. just wait over here for a second as I walk up to my window and open it up. And I'm going to stick my head out now and say, I'm sick of this and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Exactly. We got to do it. We got to do it. This is an incredible thing. But the admission of Greenspan, you should have seen in this YouTube, I've got it linked up at robertscottbell.com. You know, the look on Austin Goolsbee's face, this guy's the former White House economic advisor, when Greenspan is just letting the truth out. It doesn't matter what the double A, if they could put us at single A, it doesn't matter. We can just print up more. What does that tell us about where the value of the paper money is or is going to be?
It just furthers the stance of all those that have been saying that we can't continue this facade any longer. And when you've got the illustrious Greenspan himself stating it, I mean, you know, you've got it not from the horse's mouth. What else does anybody need to validate this concern that the vast majority of the population already has, and that the 547 people up in Washington, D.C., looking at the president, the House, and the Senate,
yeah,
those 543 or 547, whatever it is, total people that affect the 300 million plus people in the United States right now, their distorted truth is affecting the rest of the world. And now when you've even got Greenspan himself stating the truth, whether he doesn't care or doesn't even realize what he's saying, but he's saying the truth.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, at this point now, Robert, we're crossing the line of either – when you cross this point, now this is that critical point, that either you don't deserve it, or if you allow it to continue, then you do deserve it. You don't deserve anything better.
Right. They say crossing the Rubicon, as it said.
Yep.
And that is the point where it's a total admission. We're not even hiding it anymore. We're just printing it up. And, you know, those of us who have been warning for years that this was coming, you know, we're told, oh, you're a kook, you're a conspiracy, whatever. And Ron Paul, he's a crazy old guy. And look, what he'd say 30 plus years ago when Nixon closed the gold window that this day was coming. We don't know when. And literally now they just all bets are off. They've admitted what they're doing. Between the Democrats and the Republicans, the few Tea Party members that tried to hold the line and say, cut spending. They couldn't even do that. As Ron Paul said, when a cut is not a cut, even Michael Savage interviewed him last week, which Savage has never interviewed Ron Paul, finally acknowledging and actually wishing him success on his run for the presidency. Even the so-called neocons that are out there are acknowledging now that it's over. This is it. And I've said this, we do some political and economic healing in addition to physiological and emotional and other levels of healing here. But literally, we have got to prepare because basically what they're telling you is that every dollar you work for is going to be worthless soon. And so you've got to bring back to the local economy that which can produce, that has a value. You have to exchange with the local economy. You have to develop. You have to grow your own food. You have to develop skills. No longer can we rely upon China to provide for us at fractions of a penny on the dollar what they once would. Because Greenspan just said to China, screw y'all. We'll pay you back. And nothing, but we'll pay you back.
Yeah, it's amazing that this situation, as you said, Ron Paul had talked about this 30 years ago, but you know, it's been in many different arenas. It's been mentioned that this time is coming, the New World Order, the unification under the pretense that it's going to benefit all people. And of course, that's, again, a utopian concept. It's impossible because mankind himself will strive for more, so you can't equilibrate everything from among an entire world. I mean, you know, doing it for a society or doing it for a country is difficult enough. Now you're trying to do it across global boundaries; it's impossible, and it makes you start to now think about the what's the name of that famous author? Big Brother, Orwell.
George Orwell.
Yeah, George Orwell. That's it. George Orwell, right. Big Brother looking over your shoulder. I start thinking about this kind of stuff. Like, how do these guys know about it? These, you know, writers that were writing works of fiction back then. Mm-hmm. It's almost – I mean, we're at that state now, you know. Big Brother knowing everything, authorized taps, taps without warrants, people being eavesdropped on. They've got this now new thing with the electric meters, where they're monitoring your usage of electricity, and it's monitoring trends. It's monitoring when you're accessing the internet, when you're accessing the phone, and it's reporting this back to the electrical companies. You know, it's basically monitoring of individuals constantly without authorization and without permission.
Well, the surveillance society is quite complete. It's even worse in Great Britain, where I think that every square meter of London, I think, is under a camera's eye now. And is this the kind of country here in the United States, the land of liberty at one time, that we are willing to degrade into a different form of life, a form of tyranny, fascism, etc., where both the Republicans and Democrats support something like a Patriotic Act, which is not patriotic, Patriot Act as they call it, which is not patriotic, in fact, it's the opposite, where you give up your liberty for a false sense of security for which government couldn't even provide, you know, prior to, even though they were warned about 9/11. We've been covering things this last week, in fact, my dear friend Liam Sheff, we talked to about conspiracy realities. You know, it's conspiracy realism, the reality of people working and conspiring together to produce things. In the meantime, we get word out of Venice, California last Friday. I've been covering it right through the weekend, right through to today. The attack on this raw food buying club. People going in. Now, you can't come in off the street and buy stuff like a Whole Foods or even a co-op. It's a buying club. You have to be a member. And all they wanted to do was be able to purchase raw milk, raw cheese, etc. And they were raided by multi-agencies from FDA on down to local police and SWAT, pulling their guns on these people. What were they going to do, throw raw cheese blocks at them? I mean, this is insane what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you see this now constantly, and I think it comes back to what you and I've discussed before. If it's done enough times, it's almost expected. You know, it's almost like they're trying to desensitize a population that these type of outrageous things that are going to occur or that have occurred will continue to occur to the point that almost people come to expect it. I actually had a dream, interestingly enough, last week. And in that dream, there was something that happened. And I don't – you know how sometimes in dreams things are like a little vague. And I remember something had happened and it was a sensation that somebody had gotten hurt, like a car wreck, that type of a situation.
Yes.
But in the dream, the police officer that I'm talking to about this person that apparently got hurt, and I'm talking in the professional capacity as a doctor, it went from this injury to the injury to our society. And what the police officer's telling me, well, you know, the more we're told to do this, the more people get used to it, and so it's it helps to desensitize. And I'm talking to the police officer telling him, but you know, this is affecting our fundamental rights and it's affecting you and your family too. And he says, yeah, I know, and it doesn't feel right. It's not right, but this is what we're doing, and I don't know how to get out of it. It's almost like the system, in the dream at least, it was like the system itself,
right,
even those that are making the system go forward themselves are now becoming more aware of what they're doing and don't want it to continue, and yet it's continuing.
Sure.
It was an interesting, strange type of one of the, you know how the dreams are, they're just kind of like abstract and they're kind of out there.
But no,
but it was as if somebody had brought me a person in the emergency room that had been hurt, and the conversation went from really the person being hurt, that there wasn't really a person being hurt physically. It was a person that was hurt, and it was an implication on really what was happening in society.
Yeah, really. And you know, my heart hurts for America and all the people that are lost in this. And, you know, when I travel through the airports and, you know, I somewhat take pity on these TSA agents, even though I think some of them are criminals, but some of them are people trapped in this thing. And I ask them and they just said, listen, I just need the paycheck. I just need the paycheck. And it's a sad state. But what are you willing to subject onto your fellow countrymen just for the paycheck? At a certain point, do we not have a choice to you know, change things? And I know that's a horrific thing for some people to consider, but what will I do? But at what point do you take responsibility for your actions, even if you're being paid? I mean, we go back to Nuremberg. How bad does it have to get?
I think that's why the intro, you know, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore type of a concept. I really think that in itself is empowering, and I think it's for people that are in that situation themselves where they're relying on their livelihood to make sure that they're able to feed their own families, but at what cost, as you said, it's going to take them getting to that same point of no return where they just basically say, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. But then you look at the statistics and the number of new jobs that have been formed in the U.S. Over the last 2 years or last year. It was like 970,000 of those jobs were new governmental jobs that have been created for TSA and some of these other – did you and I talk about this, Robert? I don't remember. There was something about the jobs and new job ratings. In actuality, jobs have decreased, but the numbers that they're reporting that is an increase in new jobs, it's all government-created jobs.
Yeah, well, it's all government workers and things, and, of course, that doesn't add to the economy. It takes away from it in genuine, in real sense. And, you know, we look at the cost or the price. At what price? You know, what price for your soul, in a sense? We can talk about the need to eat and care for one another, but at this point when most of the freedom, the energy, the innovation is being robbed and snuffed out by the growth of government to the point of collapse, this is what the AA rating, you know, it's like if we really look at it, there should have been a AA rating 30 years ago when Nixon said, screw the rest of the world, we'll pull it off of the gold standard. You can't redeem your gold, as the contract said, you know, from these paper Federal Reserve notes. The reality, as Ron Paul has said, is that we're defaulting every time they print more money because you're literally counterfeiting and devaluing that which you supposedly owe, but you're going to pay back in less value. That is a crime, and counterfeiting used to be met with severe penalties throughout history, including death, and yet our country has arisen it to an art form.
That's an understatement.
Yeah.
Well, printing of money, as long as it's done by the government itself, then it's not considered counterfeiting. And if it's somebody else, then it's considered a criminal offense. But when the government does it, it's not. And that, I guess we can see this in many other different types of things. You know, police action by the government committing heinous crimes, which have been done since Custer, and you know, with various Indian tribes, and that's going on for like 150, 200 years. When we commit atrocities in the name of God and country, it's okay. But when somebody else commits some small little misdemeanor, then it becomes a major issue, and they should go to jail. So it's almost like the politicians are the biggest forms of criminals that are out there, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, that is the true criminal class. Look at all the other people in prison. They're the wrong people. The people in Congress should be in prison. Anyway, we've got a lot more healing to do. Dr. Batar is with me. Thank you so much, everybody. And Dr. Batar, especially you for flexing with me on this subject, because it's not something we can ignore. We'll talk about other areas and realms of healing as well today on the show. But honestly, we have to acknowledge there's waves of emotion and energy and also fear and trepidation running through the country. Now, what does this mean? What can we do to prepare? How do we change? That kind of thing. So we want to consider that. And of course, with Dr. Batar, we cover all kinds of healing, and it's great. So stay with us. The Robert Scott Bell Show kicks it into gear here on the Advanced Medicine Monday. We call the Medical Rewind with Dr. Batar. His book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. I've got all those links up at robertscottbell.com. The number 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Coming right back after this.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, in the old Soviet Union, they actually banned these things. They were called microwave ovens. And I'm wondering if there's some, like, Defense Department contract with GE to bring back the microwave oven, because there's a big story off of medical news today. You see that, Dr. Batar? They want to microwave your blood to get rid of malaria. What's that all about?
Well, I'll tell you this. Bottom line is that I haven't had a microwave in my house in 8 years. the area where the microwave was plugged in, it was built in, it's been ripped out, and actually we put, I don't even know what, magazines and all sorts of junk in there.
Yeah.
We did have a microwave that was never plugged in the house that we used as a bread box, but it wasn't even plugged in. And in my old office, as well as my new office, we have never allowed any microwaves inside the building. In fact, staff, they have a hot plate. We just got an oven put in the break room for the staff, but no microwaves. In fact, my entire staff knows about the negatives of microwave. In fact, using electrodermal screening and some other esoteric type testing, what we found is that patients that are coming to us with cancer, the greatest exposure that is leading to that etiology of cancer from an energetics perspective is microwave exposure.
Fascinating. Fascinating. Like you said, it's as bad as the Soviet Union was on so many things, they actually were good on that one thing. I give them credit for banning microwave ovens, but yes, millions of Americans still don't know. We've had a microwave way back in the day, and it became a glorified timer. If we ever had it plugged in, it was just to time things because it would count down really well. But yeah, beyond that, it's horrific. I think a good use of it is, like you said, a bread box. But now they're talking about taking the blood out of people in Africa and in equatorial regions where malaria is prevalent and microwaving the blood. And they're pretending that, oh, because there's iron, there's extra iron in, this parasite, that somehow it's not going to excite the iron in the hemoglobin, the red blood cells. What's that all about? It's crazy.
Yeah, this sounds almost like the same theory behind chemo. Let's kill the cells that are causing the cancer, but let's forget about the healthy cells. That's actually a great, great way of approaching the body. In fact, you know what? Why don't we just kill the patient right now and just be done with it?
Get rid of malaria and every other disease right then and there.
Exactly.
Well, you and I both know many ways to address malaria and other infectious or even parasitic diseases. And you know, there's some things I can talk about. Certainly you. What have you seen?
Well, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind, I mean, that kind of slaps me in the face is, you know, the use of ozone autoimmune therapy, where you take ozone, you take blood, you expose the blood to the ozone, and the ozone comes in. And as you know, ozone is O3. It's highly destructive. But the interesting thing is the human body, actually any living organism that has healthy cells in it, the healthy cells have a substance called catalase and another substance called peroxidase that it can actually increase instantaneously, virtually instantaneously, when exposed to a high oxidative stress. And when you throw in ozone into that equation, ozone is a very significant oxidative burst, which obviously we know oxidation, the oxidative reaction, that's the reduction reaction in chemistry,
yeah,
is not a good thing because that's what leads to rust. That's the rusting process. That's what happens to an apple when you slice it and it turns brown, or a banana.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when you ozonate the blood, what's beautiful is that, think of this as a tunnel, and the firemen that are in this tunnel, as this wall of fire comes through, the firemen would be, say, the healthy cells, and the wall of fire is that ozone that's coming through. Well, the firemen have that fire retardant blanket they can pull over their heads, and as that wall of fire goes through, it protects the fire, the blanket protects them, but anybody that's not good, anything that wasn't good gets wiped out by that oxidative burst, that fire, that ozone blast that comes through.
Yeah.
So the things such as yeast and bacteria and viruses and spirochetes and mycoplasma and all these things, mutated cell lines, cancer, etc., these cells don't have the ability to increase peroxidase and catalase to protect themselves. So the healthy cells basically get left totally intact, and all these unhealthy cells get wiped out, and boom, you can see the blood instantaneously right before and after, where it looks dark, maroonish, almost blackish, and then right after this ozone, within 30 seconds, 45 seconds, it's beautiful red, bright red, the way you would expect blood to look.
Mm.
And that's because the blood's just been basically cleaned, and all this bad crap in there, excuse me.
Accurate.
All the bad stuff is just basically depleted. It's just annihilated. It's essentially just burned. Well, that's the first thing that comes to mind. Why do microwave thing when you can do ozone? And ozone has been used for the last 60 years or so, and the German literature abounds with the use of ozone. And here's one thing that people don't know what ozone does, which is the reason that I use ozone. You know, Robert, the chemicals that we're exposed to.
Yeah.
You know, there's over 100,000 new chemicals being introduced into our society on an annual basis. All of them obviously see the light of day from a commercial use application, but they are many being introduced all the time. And the really bad ones, it took 50 to 60 years before we even determined that these really bad ones were causing problems. So what are the implications on the global physiology that we're talking about from exposure to all these chemicals? Well, we refer to these chemicals as persistent organic pollutants, POPs. The reason we refer to them as persistent organic pollutants is because they can't get out of the body. They actually get into the system, and then they persist within the system. And the liver, which is the oil filter of the human body, is incapable of actually taking these persistent organic pollutants and processing them out of the body. Well, what ozone does, it breaks those persistent organic pollutants into smaller components that now can go through phase one and phase two detoxification of the liver and actually be eliminated out of the body. That by itself is a reason for the ozone to be used in every aspect of medicine, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely sensational. And so if people are coming to see you, Dr. Bitar, in North Carolina, they have access to that kind of treatment in your facility?
Oh, absolutely. We've been doing it for 10 years. In fact, that's one of the things the medical board tried to, you know, that was one of the
they
first
were coming after
stop,
that,
which,
yes.
You know, but we've actually got that in the consent orders and everything. That I'm doing this. I told them up front, and you know, 100% right to use that in any capacity I see fit.
Nice.
You know, what's really interesting is the medical board tried to create an issue with hydrogen peroxide, which in University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, the School of Medicine, they're doing research with hydrogen peroxide right now. In fact, it came out a month after the medical board brought me up on the charges. The study was published showing the use of hydrogen peroxide and how it sensitizes the cancer cells to the effect of standard chemotherapy. Well, if it's making the cancer cells more sensitive to treatment, then of course it's going to become more sensitive to natural things too. And they're using hydrogen peroxide. The mechanism that they were using was hydrogen peroxide, which is exactly why we were using hydrogen peroxide, which is the reason we've used it before, which is another form of oxidative therapy.
Exactly.
Ozone is exactly the same type of thing. I mean, Baylor, College of Medicine, and Mayo Clinic have been using ozone on a, quote, research and experimental basis for the last, I don't know, 6 years, 8 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is stuff that's been out there in Germany that they've been using for 60 years.
Well, now maybe with the defunding of the federal government and FDA, we'll finally be able to full-on innovate like, you know, America was known for in all the sciences, including the healing arts and sciences. And this is a good thing. I see that. Now, I remember finishing my basement when I used to live in Atlanta. I, you know, did a lot of work on it, and then I laid a carpet down in there, and it was a new carpet. I couldn't stand it because of all the new carpet smells. So we put an ozone machine down there, blasted it, shut down the entire thing. We left 24 or 48 hours later. It was like it was an old carpet. All of that stuff was eaten up, just as you described it in the body. It happened in the atmosphere, air environment in that regard. So, again, more evidence why ozone is used.
Absolutely. I mean, ozone is a phenomenal method of getting rid of opportunistic pathogens like the bacteria, virus, mycoplasma, all these different things. And, you know, with malaria, it's a mycoplasma type organism. But, you know, we talk about other things. I mean, you know better than I do the benefits of homeopathy and things such as silver and, you know, colloidal silver and other types of
copper,
minerals. And
copper as well, yeah. In fact, you know, the man that made the leap breakthrough for silver hydrosol, Stephen Quinto, he and his wife, you know, basically emigrated to Vanuatu in the middle of the jungle, basically, to restart their life in their 70s. They've had, collectively, I think, malaria 5 to 10 times since they've lived there, and they just use the silver. They have a local doctor injected into the, I mean, it's an amazing thing, and they're just clipping along. Oh, yeah, malaria again. We got over it. I mean, so these things, we have the tools, the natural order of the universe is there. If we would, you know, honor it and utilize the tools there instead of running from it and in hopes that we can protect some kind of pharmaceutical complex, which kills patients, of course, you know, we can see the positive beneficial results for even people in their 70s.
Yeah, it's it'll work for any age group. It's safe. Many of these things are less toxic than an over-the-counter aspirin. In fact, compared volume to volume, they are way, way safe. I mean, it's more dangerous to cross the street during, you know, like midnight than it is to take some of these substances. So, why would the FDA raid this place that you're talking about with, you know, organic cheese, raw milk? I mean, what is a person going to do with it? They're going to get high on it? They're going to go around and, you know, abuse somebody with it? Is it threatening somebody? It's just absurd. I mean, you know, it's just, I don't even know what to say about it. Sometimes, you know, I mean, I try to stay in that state of positivity, but sometimes sure. it's just so ridiculous. You almost want to say, you know what? We've gotten all this training to go out and fight these wars and supposedly protect our freedoms. The enemy is right here yes. on our home territory. It has nothing to do with overseas. It has nothing to do with, you know, Al-Qaeda or anything. The enemy is right here. That they're the ones that's bad. At least they're, you know, you know what's going on here. Yeah. You don't even know who the enemy is.
Well, you know, last week it was so funny. Vice President Biden likened Tea Party people to terrorists because it was like they're holding a gun to our head, using terrorist tactics and saying, don't spend. You know, and I'm thinking, yes, that was Osama bin Laden's motivation. He didn't want America to spend. I mean, he's laughing at us from the other side going, you guys are numb. What do you do? You're spending yourself into bankruptcy. Of course, Greenspan now acknowledges it. And we look at what happened to Rawsome Foods out there in California. And we have to say the bureaucrats are a little bit nervous because the people are waking up and realizing they can utilize private contracts to bypass the licensing and inspection and all the, oh, we need your permission, government. Please let us do this. It's like things that are our divine right by virtue of our birth. And I think that's what they're most afraid of, is that the American people are once again waking up and recognizing where their authority comes from, where their rights really come from.
And they should be scared.
Yeah, rightfully so. But again, the fear is something that our founders also said, that the government should fear the people, not the other way around. And for Absolutely. Too long, we've forgotten our way. So we're going to take a quick break here. We've got one more segment with Dr. Rashid Batar. He's a rock and roll kind of healing kind of guy. He just lets it loose with us every week here on Advanced Medicine Monday. I appreciate him so much. Remember to get his book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. We'll talk a little bit where you can get that as well. I've got all the links up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. 866-939-BELL is the number if you'd ever like to be part of the show. And we'll come right back with more powerful healing after this.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's onestop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at onestop-health-shop.com. That's onestop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, it occurs to me as we consider the changes we're all living through right now, and we're participating and maybe partly creating or wholly creating in our own lives, The movement from victim status, because a lot of people are frightened by this, even though they've been warned, a lot of people are just now waking up. You could have been telling them these things, Dr. Bitar, you could have been telling them you need to eat differently, and then years later they wake up when they have cancer, right? And so many people wake up in fear, but, you know, the message we're all about is an empowering message. It's one of acknowledging maybe the mechanics of how things work, even the biomechanics and the nutrition, but then taking that information and literally changing our lives from within so that we can be better, not because we get lucky, but because we tap into immutable laws.
Yeah, exactly, because the whole aspect, I think, of life in general is of improvement. If the brain has this thing in it called the reticular activating system, the RASCON. And the reticular activating system control mechanism is a goal-seeking machine. It must have something that it strives for. Otherwise, and they've done studies on this, so if the mind is not occupied, then the person ends up actually dying. This is one reason that men, when they retire, the average age of people that retire and then actually don't do anything after retirement, in other words, they don't work, they end up dying very soon, as opposed to other people that have a hobby and they start working in the garden or doing whatever else they're doing, or volunteer work. So this reticular activating system control mechanism is very important in order to be healthy. And so we're talking about empowerment. When you have a goal, you are empowered to strive for it. And, you know, whether we're talking about this aspect from the financial component that we just discussed in the beginning, and we're talking about somebody who's striving to improve their health. Regardless, it's a goal that the reticular activating system is now being able to zero in on, and the individual now, as they continue striving for whatever that goal is, whether it's better health, better finances, whatever it is, it's actually empowering, and it's that empowerment in itself is it's more than just a component that's necessary for health. It's a component that's necessary in order to thrive.
Right, right. Well, yeah, and having a goal moving forward, sometimes people feel like, well, they had a goal moving forward, and then it was taken away, right? If it was an economic crash, or for instance, I remember Dr. Bitar, you know, I always knew when I was little I would grow up to be a doctor. Now, the only model for doctoring was allopathic medicine. My uncle was a doctor, etc. I grew up pharmaceutically. And there was a point when I hit, you know, my teen years and then went to college to study, and I realized the doctors didn't know all the things I thought they knew. It was much worse. They are actually downright stupid about what my illness is, and they admitted it. And I thought, I don't want to do that. And it was harmful, all the things they did to me. So it kind of dashed my dreams. Now I could have given up and become despondent. I was a little bit mystified by, oh, well, what do I do now? So I did other things. Turned out I ended up being one, but in a homeopathic sense, something I'd never, ever heard of. And I think the opportunity to reset, if you will, now allows for these dreams to take place in a different way. Maybe we had a construct in our minds, but maybe it was placed there by somebody else. Maybe now is the time we can reset our viewpoint of the future, and it'd be much more powerful and positive.
You know, Robert, this is very interesting that you bring it up the way you just did, because if you look at some of the things that have been out there now in the last 5-10 years, you know, from Nostradamus to Edgar Cayce to some of these predictions of what's going to happen, and some of the very negative naysayers that are saying that the world's going to end in 2012 with the Mayan calendar, the Egyptian calendar, the Peruvian calendar, this calendar, that calendar, et cetera, et cetera. You know, one of the recurring themes in each one of these messages, especially in Nostradamus and with Edgar Cayce, and in many of those things are happening now, extremes in weather, you know, political upheaval, things that we never would have thought 10, 20 years ago would have ever would be ever possible, even just like in our own country, just happening all the time. It's all almost taken for granted now. All these things that are being that are occurring, if you look at Nostradamus and Casey, one of the things that they said that there will still be an opportunity for change that will allow mankind to then determine what their own future will be. And I just happened to – that's a kind of a hobby of mine to kind of look at what Nostradamus had said and Edgar Casey. Edgar Casey to
sure,
me was just an amazing individual.
Yeah, absolutely fascinating, the predictions and things like that. And, of course, the question of always comes up, but do we have the freedom to make choices about these or is it all determined? And if that's the case, what's the point?
You know, and I don't believe it is determined. I believe that we have that choice. I think that maybe as each step goes forward from that step, then it's a combination of predetermination and not predetermination, meaning that everything is mapped out there. But each step that you take will then a new cascade of possibilities, infinite possibilities opens up. And I think that based upon at least with Nostradamus and Edgar Casey and some of these other historical figures that have made certain types of predictions, the recurring theme was always, as you stated with your own life, that you know maybe somebody else put something there and now things aren't working out the way we thought they were going to, but there's actually a better reason for them. For any type of healing event to take place, there's first a Herxheimer's stress response, which is a detoxification flare-up that you see. And this could be very well what we're seeing right now in society is that Herxheimer's response that's going on. You have to first get rid of the bad before the good can set in. And just like if you're sick, you get ill, you get the stomach virus, well, then you have that really bad period of emesis, of a vomiting and of diarrhea, which is a body herxing, you know, the Herxheimer's reaction of getting rid of it, the detoxification reaction, and then everything comes in, the new comes in. You see that with a storm, you know, right? You have the sky that's gray and the grass that's dying and brown, and then you have a rainstorm, and then you have beautiful grass that's nice and green, and you have the sky nice and blue. But what happened between that sky being gray and hazy looking to blue sky or the grass looking brown and dying to the beautiful green grass? It's that storm that came in between. It's that storm of thunder and lightning and rain. But that's the Herxheimer's response. I think that's what we're going through as a society as well. And to embrace it and understand it and to accept it and to thrive with it and understand that change is good. This is good. I personally believe this is the most exciting time in history to be alive.
Yeah, it is. We're here for a reason. And yes, it can change, can be fearful. But if you have a grounding in the belief, I guess, that at the expectation, you know, you get what you expect. Of course, if you expect the worst, of course, you're right? You expect the best, you're also right. That's what the freedom I find that we've been given. And yes, sometimes it's pretty daunting when you see particularly when you talk about violence, physical violence, whether it be in warfare, whether it be in crime locally, hungry people, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I mean, if you start pulling the plug on people's ability to get food, things can get pretty animalistic in a negative context. And how do we get through something like that? That's why I say the need to get back to local, to really shore up the things and really prepare. And this is not – it's kind of like, to me, looking and talking with a parent about dying. You don't want to talk to your parents about dying. I lost one of my parents already. I know. I didn't want to ever talk about it. And now one of them's gone. And are we willing to tackle these tough issues? We don't want to talk about a societal collapse, but it also is an opportunity for reset and genuine value restoration where we're actually able to help one another without interference by government.
As new skin is formed, that old skin has to first be sloughed off. You know, you see this in the gastrointestinal lining, you see it in the nasal mucosa, you see it on the surface of your own, you know, hands when you, I mean, the skin is constantly sloughing off. That's the old dead skin going off and the new one is growing underneath it and coming out. So that's exactly what you're talking about, that that ability to embrace the new and allow for what we may initially perceive as bad.
Yes.
That it's not bad. It's part and parcel of life. It's a cycle of life. Growth and death is part of that life. And so this is a where you may be seeing a death of
the old ways
way now.
Yeah, the old ways dying out, right?
Right, but it gives way to new ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where the government won't be raiding a health food store or doctors that are trying to help people get better aren't going to be ostracized just because it's not feeding into the pharmaceutical model of, you know, revenue stream or
amen. Amen on that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I say amen on that, man. I love hearing that.
because this is what you can't get the new without getting rid of the old, and mm-hmm. not everything that was old was necessarily good, and so that's the reason it's not being sustained. I personally believe in Darwin's theory of evolution, the survival of the fittest, that you know when there's certain concepts and presuppositions that aren't sound and that aren't valid, nature won't tolerate them for very long, and they by themselves will slowly extinguish and be eliminated. And I think maybe that's what's happening in our society right now, because people just know that the way things are right now, it's not the right way. And so in time, there will be much better ways. And I'm confident in our human species that, well, I say that slightly hesitant, but yes. I'm confident that we will find the right answer. And if we don't, then whatever happens to us, we deserved it because we yeah. didn't rise to the challenge and take in the new. You know, if we become extinct like dinosaurs, then so be it.
Yeah, I like
the species that'll remember us, and they'll be having our fossils in their museums.
Well, they'll certainly talk about the time where we just decided to print our way to prosperity, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
But, you know, the funny thing, I really like the positive perspective you had on that, because, look, we could say, oh, my gosh, the economic disaster. And we can go, yay, the economic disaster. The FDA won't have the money to raid raw food places and health food stores, and won't be able to raid doctors who are trying to heal people. That's very positive, in fact. That's very uplifting and happy.
Yeah, and it's part – the old way is the way that was happening. It was always given. The FDA will always dictate, and you know anybody that steps out of the box will be beaten down and brought back into the box. But you know what? Part of that new paradigm, as with everything, you know, part of the new paradigm is there's these great things that people have been trying and striving for that have not been accepted, but they're now becoming accepted. They're almost becoming norm. I mean, look at the number of dollars being spent in the health and wellness industry now, and I'm talking about the health and wellness industry, I'm talking about natural health.
Yes.
And alternative, what they call alternative means visits to chiropractors and visits to homeopathic physicians and visits to acupuncturists. It's becoming all the more acceptable and the norm, and more dollars are being spent there, which, you know, when you talk about acupuncture, that is, it's so funny to me because they call it alternative medicine, although it's been around for 50 times longer or more than that, 5,000 years. So what is that? I don't know how many.
That's a lot longer. You know, and it's the alternative. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. And something that's only been around for maybe 10 years, you know, that's the standard of care.
Yeah, exactly. How'd that happen so fast?
Route.
They have the time machine. They didn't reveal it to us. But yeah, I'm feeling happier already. I love this. I love the perspective, Dr. Bitar. It's lighter. It's happier. The FDA doesn't have the funds to attack Americans. Hooray.
Yeah.
Good things are happening. Yeah, this is good, great news, in fact. And there's some very interesting stories I think we'll cover after this break, Dr. Bitar. One, it's just a fascinating one. You know, the Gates Foundation, you've seen how much money he's got. He could buy a few planets at this point. But he decides to invest his money, if he can call it investment, into, you know, promotion of vaccines and promotion of drugs. And it's like we've talked about, why couldn't he just, you know, enhance sanitation and hygiene and nutrition and watch disease, you know, go away like in places like Africa? But now they're talking about reinitializing microwave ovens, you know, those old dinosaurs that most people are now aware are not good to use. When we come back from this break, I'm going to talk with Dr. Bitar about a new technique that they say will eradicate malaria. What are they going to do to your blood? You will not believe it. When we come back, we'll get to it. Stay with us.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What do you think?
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here, inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
As Dr. Bitar has been a real champion for health freedom, healing on all levels, and especially, I should say, raising the awareness on the danger of vaccines and protecting children from now and into the future. We should cover this story before we wrap up today, Dr. Bitar. A stunning admission. We now find that Merck is defending its vaccines. No, they're not saying that mercury's great, even though they'd like to believe that. But no, they're actually saying that, well, we did admit that we found charred bits of cellophane plastic in our vaccines, but there's nothing to worry about. We can inject them into your children. They are finding this in Gardasil. They found it in Verivax for chickenpox, Pneumovax for pneumococcal disease, Zostavax for shingles, and the MMR. Oh, no problem. Plastic in the vaccines. It wasn't enough to have mercury, Dr. Bitar.
You know, I'm just sitting here going, this is just, it's so preposterous that, honestly, this is kind of like seeing those motorcycle riders that are pulling wheelies on the interstate. And I think you and I talked about this before, Robert, when they're doing it without a helmet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm like, you know what? Let them do it, because they'll eliminate themselves from the genetic pool. Anybody who still believes that the pharmaceutical companies actually do care and have a desire to help people, just this last piece that you just now presented,
yes.
Honey, I Shrunk Wrap the Kids, Merck declares no health risk, research shows otherwise. If anybody believes this, you know what? They should just go and have all the vaccines. In fact, they can have my share of the vaccines. I'll ship them to them. They can have my share of the vaccines, my family share of the vaccines. Because as far as I'm concerned, if anybody still believes this garbage, they really have lost their gourd. And they don't deserve to be in the genetic pool anymore. I know that sounds really
bad. It's embarrassing.
But I'll tell you what, there's got to be a height at a certain point where you just say, enough stupidity is just simply enough.
No, I know. How did you make it up to the human level at that point? If you can claim that injecting these children with this way, bad enough with foreign animal proteins, RNA, DNA, we talked about the mercury and the aluminum, the antibiotics present in there, the polysorbate 80 and such. And, you know, interestingly enough, I'm looking at this list. I remember the Pneumovax for pneumococcal disease. I think this was a more recent addition, and they were wanting to market it against childhood ear infections. And it was just about the time they were about to get approval that they started FDA out of the blue. Oh, we don't know why. They started attacking all the ear candle companies.
Mm.
Interesting. Similar to the way that after the restless leg syndrome became a new disease where they had a prescription drug for RLS, guess what? They went after homeopathic companies who sold leg cramp formulas for the last 100 years. Could it be that the FDA is protecting the pharmaceutical marketplace for the drugs and vaccines? Is it possible?
I think it's a lot more than just protecting. If you look at the information that I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was Burton Goldberg put it out in one of the, I think it was a Definitive Guide to Alternative Medicine, where they looked at, analyzed the number of people that worked with the FDA or worked for the FDA and either had a prominent position prior to coming to the FDA with a major pharmaceutical company or had a position once they left the FDA with a major pharmaceutical company. And it was virtually like over 98% incestuous,
yeah,
where there was an overlap. So I think that to say that they're protecting is probably an understatement. They probably are have a secret mandate or something to make sure that the stock value of these drugs continues to go up, because there's no other explanation the way that they're set up and the way that they handle business. I mean, you know, a doctor is persecuted for, you know, whatever, hydrogen peroxide, and yet they've got 55,000 deaths from Vioxx alone. I mean, just watch TV between my family normally goes to bed by 11, okay? I'm usually working on the computer till 3, 4 in the morning. I'm usually – however they left the living room is how it is because I'm oblivious to everything else. Well, yeah, sometimes the TV's on, and I'll look up. I'll notice – I'll hear something in the background about medicine. I'll look up, and 9 out of 10 times, Robert, it is an ad by a law firm for mesothelioma cancer, for Adipax, for Fen-Phen, for, you know, were you on Wellbutrin or – Prozac, you know, these drugs have been shown to have this type of side effect. You may be entitled to damages. I mean, every freaking drug you can imagine, they are, it's commercial after commercial after commercial by attorney firms that are looking for people that have been injured by various pharmaceutical companies. And this is what the FDA is supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be protecting us against this type of fallout. So if they're not doing that, then what the hell are they doing? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot their rating. Health food stores, that's right.
Yes, of course, protecting the public from healthy food. That is, yeah, that is their mandate, clearly. And it is really an astonishing thing. This is the kind of thing, if we come full circle, Dr. Bitar, we recognize that those absurdities cannot last. It's kind of like, trying to survive on junk food and expecting to be healthy. We cannot subsist on government at this level, government that is not of the people, by the people, and for the people, but of big pharma, for big pharma, et cetera. And this is the point where it becomes patently obvious. And, you know, there was a part of the so-called bioterror legislation under the Bush years, and Obama hasn't gotten any better, where if an emergency is declared, you had no ability, lawful ability, to even contact a law firm should you be harmed or a family member killed by any drug or vaccine, because they say, well, it's approved by the FDA, therefore there is no liability on the part of the drug industry or the drug manufacturer. And at that point, of course, oh, well, we go back to Greenspan. They'll just print some more Federal Reserve notes, pay off. Of course, the money that you're paid off with will not buy you a loaf of bread. Never mind. We'll pay you the money.
It's just absurd. Maybe it'll be enough to use to as toilet paper.
Yeah, if that becomes scarce, they'll have plenty of Federal Reserve notes. They can carpet the entire planet with them. So at this point, we've got to get back to healing. And again, the positive note here with you, Dr. Bitar, is that yes, indeed, these are wonderful opportunities. It is very much an exciting time to be alive. Yes, we acknowledge people are, you know, have some level of fear and trepidation for that which they don't know. But it is a really a wonderful opportunity to restore integrity in our lives, to bring back more of the things that I think are truly important as opposed to the things that we only perceive were important.
And many of the times, Robert, when we think things are important, when we perceive them to be important, as an afterthought later on, we come to realize that those things that we used to think were important really were not important at all. Yeah. It's kind of like when you're in high school, you think those exams are so important, then you get to college and you realize, you know, those exams were important. College was more important. And then when, right, you get to grad school, you realize, you know what, those things in college, that wasn't important. This is important. But when you get down to real life, then you realize what's really important. And life is like that. We tend to find out that things later on that we experience – what we thought was important before wasn't as important,
right,
as it is.
And you know what I think is very important? That everyone, if you have not already done so, get a copy of The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away by Dr. Rashi Bitar. Keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Tell all your friends, your family members, your loved ones. They need to know this message because we're helping you make that bridge to that positive, empowering future in which we are living right now. Dr. Bitar, thank you so much for helping me ramp up this message for health, freedom, and liberty.
Robert, thank you for asking me to do so.
And it is true, as always, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, the Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Got myself worked up over nothing today. All the trash is in my head. I gotta throw it.